From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 17th day of September 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be clear with a low around 40. We'll run down the next 3 days' weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, Columbia Green has chosen a new board chairman. Nathan Mayberger is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Monday, the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees chose Edward Schneier as the board's new chairman. The board also named William Halterman as vice chairman. Schneier was appointed to the board by former Governor David Patterson in 2008. He serves on the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Board of Directors and is a former president of the Rollup Janssen Community Library. He is a retired political science professor from City College of New York and a former assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University and Princeton University. Among Schneier's goals for the board is to raise funds for the college. He said on Monday, and I quote, "We need to be a little more proactive in trying to stabilize the college's finances," end quote. Schneier replaces Richard Brooks as chair. Brooks will continue as a member of the board. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Cairo, Durham, the elementary school boil water alert has been lifted. Lynch Lonaker of the WGXC Newsroom reports that the boil water alert at the Cairo Durham Elementary School has been lifted. Parents of children attending the primary school in Durham received notification from Principal Scott Richards on Monday that the alert was lifted effective Friday. The alert was in effect for less than 1 week. Low chlorine levels were discovered during a routine test of the building water on Monday, September the 9th. After the results of the test were known, the drinking fountains were made off limits to students and staff, and fresh bottled water was brought in immediately. Health Department policy dictates water in the building could not be consumed until satisfactory water supplies were returned for 2 consecutive days. No further information on the cause of the boil water alert was made available via the Cairo Durham Central School District's website. That is some of the sounds from the Basilica Soundscape event in Hudson. And in our final story from the WGXC Newsroom, Tom Rowe writes that the event brought the town both good and bad media attention this weekend. The good media came in the form of a New York Magazine story championing the Basilica Soundscape event, which was held on September 13th and 14th at the Hudson waterfront. In that story, former hole bassist Melissa Offdemure said, and I quote, "Hudson reminds me of Montreal in the 90s. Speaking of the venue she helps run, she added, "It inspires me to see 25-year-olds graduating and coming here from Oberlin and silkscreening their own t-shirts." In a positive review from the New York Times of the first night of the event, Ben Ratliff wrote, and I quote, "Hudson, where taste has become serious sport," end quote. Serious indeed, but there is the bad media. While the first night's performances were winding down, singer and model Sky Ferreira and her boyfriend, Div frontman Zachary Cole Smith, were arrested on drug charges. That's their music you hear in the background. The Daily Freeman has the details in their police blotter. Smith gave a Catskill address and was arrested with 42 decks of heroin and many driving and car violations. Ferreira from Brooklyn had escort. But the duo took to the stage at the Basilica on September 14th. Sharing the stage as the model read the words of Cat Powers, "Nude as the News." On Twitter, Smith wrote, "The arrest details come from the local police blotter, not the outcome of a court case." Across the river in Catskill, the verdict on the Hudson is already in. There was both jealousy and loathing of Hudson in the Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman about the restaurant contest to fill Catskill's empty storefronts. Local proponent Nina Sklansky is quoted as saying, and I quote, "God forbid if the place turns into something like Hudson, but a little bit of it would be nice." You'll find more performances from the Basilica Soundscape on our website, news@wgxc.org. Well, it's a beautifully sunny day today in the WGXC listening area, and the National Weather Service promises sunny days for the next 3 or 4 days. For today's weather forecast, it will be sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 40. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 45. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 76. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. And Friday, mostly sunny again with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise was at 6:38 a.m. today, and sunset will be at 7:07 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 21 minutes, 5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 17th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.